Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday's 11th day of May 2022. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is a blessing to be with you. As I always say, wherever you're tuning in from, however you found out about us, and that you're with us, that you decided to tune in. And it's good to have you with us. As I always say, wherever you're from, however you're with us, and it's a good thing to have you with us. And so I do, well, you know that my dad is getting ready to go to India. He flies out Friday morning. In fact, we tomorrow, me and my mom, have to take him to Chicago so that he can fly out of the O'Hare Airport in the morning. Friday morning, that is. And he will be able to then go, like I said, to India to go to various villages where the vast majority of the population is Hindi. So that means they practice Hinduism, and about that, my grandpa and grandma on my dad's side used to be big time practicers of Hinduism, big time. Hindus believe that there are many different gods, which is different, very different from what we believe. Because as Christians, we believe that there is only one God, not upwards of hundreds of different gods that that's one of the major differences that you find between those that are Hindi and those that are Christians. So he's going to go to some of these villages in the northern parts of India. He will also be going to some of the different slums of some of the different large cities, and he's excited about it, and I'm sure, and there's things about it that he's nervous about, and it's going to be hot there, over 100 degrees, and my dad is not the biggest, hugest fan of heat. but if I were you, I would keep him in your prayers. That any plan that the enemy has to try to stop him would be completely broken and dismantled. Whatever is planned, there would be no hindrance and that he'll be able to minister the way God wants him to, and that he will be totally, you know, just used by God. Totally used by God. The way that you would have him be. I mean, the way that God would have him be. And so, I do think that this will be a great thing for him. This is something he's wanted to do for a while, and now he gets to do it. And I, in fact, I am very happy for him that he has this opportunity to go and do that, as God has put it on his heart for him to do it. And I firmly believe in obeying God. It's not just something I'm saying. I strongly, firmly believe it. So I see no, would see no reason not to believe him. So I do believe in the word. I really do. And following it, doing what he requires of us, as we're supposed to be following what the Word of God tells us to do. Amen. And part of that is, you see, the Great Commission. Like I told you about yesterday, that we're all commissioned by God. But that doesn't mean we're all called, you know, to do like what my dad's doing, by any means. Because maybe we're not all called to do that. But we are called to reach people. You can even reach them through like Ministry of Helps. And I believe it. Amen, I really do. I firmly believe in the uncompromised Word of God. Of course, in order to do what God says, in order to please him, we have to have faith. Trust in him. Believing that he will do what he said in his word. So we have to have faith and trust in him. And if we don't trust in him, then we're hurting ourselves. And so it's important that we have faith in him, trust in him, trusting that he will do what he said in his word. Just like what I have said. And so, I thank God for that. I really do. It's not just something that I'm saying more or less. So, I do want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by your local ice cream place. You can go grab yourself some sweet and delicious ice cream. As I said, I'm kind of dreaming about some delicious ice cream, maybe something peanut butter flavored, maybe a different flavor. What really sounds good would be like some kind of peanut butter shake. That sounds super yummy right now. Have you ever had a peanut butter shake before, Emily?
No, I haven't.
Does that sound really good, though?
Yes, it does.
You can go grab one at your local ice cream place where I like, where they always say, you know, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. I would say it's great to dream for ice cream. So, couple quick things I want to remind you of here. The first thing that I want to remind you of is you can go on is the book, Rivers of Miracles. Rivers of Miracles is the story of my life and how great God has been in my life. And it should increase your faith when you read the book. My prayer is honestly that when you read the book, it increases your faith and that you just... that it would just be a blessing into your life. And it's something I pray for you, that it would just minister to you, strengthen you, so that you can receive everything that God has for you. Everything that he wants, you get received from it. Go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, ofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book and how it can be a blessing into your life. Now, the other thing I want to remind you of is the PayPal. You feel that this show has been a blessing into your life, which I pray it has been, and I really do pray that it has been a blessing into your life, you can go online to paypal.com, and in the search bar you can type in Rivers, that's R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to keep in mind and that's related to that is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla are both capitalized. So please, 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 please make a note of that. Please, if you would, as they say. So, about that, I would say, I'm not just doing that to I'm not trying to get money from you. I want to get you. I want to see you get blessed. And sometimes it's just great to sow a seed. Get seed in the ground. And it's great to find out, you know, what am I believing God for? What am I believing for God to do? And for every person, that answer would be different. My Bible says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And sometimes as part of that, you sow a seed. And so I want to sow a verse into your life. Where it says, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap. If you sow sparingly, if you sow, you reap. So he who soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He who soweth bountifully, that means above and beyond, bountifully. That means stretching, man. He who soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. And by the way, it's not based on a dollar amount. Because as we know, the Lord looks on the heart. He wants to know where your heart is. That's the way God sees it. He goes based on the heart, not based on just, all right, how much did you give? Or how little did you give? Or whatever. He looks on the heart. Yes, he does. He looks on the heart, not just at how many dollars you sowed. Based on the heart. Whenever you sow your seed, I always pray over that seed. That's so. I really do. Because I want to see you make it. I want to see you prosper. Now we're going to get into the songs I want to sing, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. For tonight, that for the Lord that God wants me to deliver. Water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who can ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Oh, what could stand against? You can have my yes. No exception. Whatever's coming next is mine. I'm giving you my yes. I'm giving you my fears of never knowing. Whatever's coming next, I know you've got me. You can have my yes. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. I'm giving you my fear and my dreams, my visions. Your partner is my prize, my vision. I'm giving you my answer when you ask. And even in the fire, I know you've got me. I'm giving you my yes again. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I leave it all behind. Yes. You're the way, you're the light, you're the God inside me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so So I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the line. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. Yes. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. Yes. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. Yes. You're the way, you're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. I'm running to the light. Oh, oh. You're the way, you're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. Mm-hmm. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Giving you my dreams, laying down my pride, for the sake of you, my king. Giving you my dreams, laying down my crown, lay it all down for the promise of new life. Oh, I surrender all to you, all to you, and I surrender all to you, all to you. I'm giving you my dreams. I'm laying down my rights. And my hands are gone. I've got all that's lost for the sake of knowing you. I'm giving you my pride. For the sake of you, my King, oh, I surrender all to you, all to you. Oh, I surrender all to you. All to you. Oh, I surrender all to you. True God that I choose to worship. Thank you, Master, for those who have tuned into this broadcast tonight from around the world and all these different countries and here in the U.S., all these different states and cities across America. Thank you for all of these wonderful people who have made that determination tonight to tune in to the broadcast. Thank you that you would just bless them, strengthen them tonight, Master. And I thank you for who you are to us, for what you are to us. But thank you that you're patient with us. You're working on us, making us into who we ought to be. And how lovely and patient that you must be, that you are still working on us. And I'm so grateful to you for the fact that you are still working on us, making us into who we should be, who we ought to be. And I just give you all the honor, all the thanks, and all the glory for that in your matchless name. And I thank you that you're moving on our behalf, that you're healing our bodies, that you're strengthening our minds, that you're meeting the needs of every listener tuned into this broadcast. I do not know what each person has need of, but you know. And I thank you that as these people seek you, that you will meet their needs. And that those who are tuned in who don't know you, may they give their life to you right now. And I thank you, Master, for for the opportunity to bring the word to these people, that they would have minds that are receptive, that they would have ears that are ready to hear, and that they are hungry for more of you, thirsty for more of you. And now, Master, I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors come into this program. I say that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into this program, coming into your kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program. In your matchless name, Jesus, we pray. Let's make our confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what your word says that I have. I can do what the word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Proverbs 5. And we've been going through the book of Proverbs. I'm enjoying it already. Praise God, I really am enjoying it. It's not just something I'm saying. Proverbs 5. And I want to encourage you to stay with us. Don't turn this thing off. And whatever I do where I'm at, you do where you are. Amen. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. listen well to my words of insight, so that you may maintain discretion and that your lips may preserve knowledge. And the lips of an adulteress, drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths are crooked, but she doesn't know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your best strength to others and your years to one who is cruel. Strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich another man's house. At the end of your life, you will groan. When your flesh and body are spent, you will say, how I hated discipline. How my heart spurned correction. I would not only my teachers, I would not obey my teachers, nor would I listen to my instructors. I have come to the brink of utter ruin in the midst of the whole assembly. Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares, let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your mountain be blessed. May your fountain be blessed. And may you rejoice in the water of your mouth. A loving foe, a graceful fear, dear, may her breasts satisfy you always. May you ever be captivated. Do not be captivated to an adulteress. Why embrace the wisdom of another man's wife? The evil deeds of a wicked man ensnare him. The cords of his sin hold him fast. He will die for lack of discipline, led astray by his own great folly. Chapter 6. My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have struck hands and pledged for another, if you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth, then do this, my son, to free yourself, since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands. Go and humble yourself. Present your plea with your neighbor. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander. No overseer or ruler. Yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. And poverty will come on you like a bandit. And scarcity like an armed man. A scoundrel and Verlaine, who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart. He always stirs up dissension. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will not suddenly be he will suddenly be destroyed. Forget the not. Without remedy. There are six things the Lord hates. Seven that are detestable to him. But I like the original that says an abomination to him. Pay attention. These six things, plus the plus one, the Lord does not like these. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes. By the way, if you're listening, that's not talking about dreaming about ice cream, scheming ice cream. Unless you're thinking about taking the whole truck of ice cream. Okay, enough of that. Try this again without that. Haughty eyes, the lying tongue. These are the six things the Lord hates, seven abomination to him. Haughty eyes, lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked schemes. Feet that are quick to run into mischief. A false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers or sisters, so amongst anybody. My son, keep your father's commands. Do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them under your heart. Forever. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For these commands are a lamp. This teaching is a light. And the corrections of discipline are the way to live, the way to life. Keeping you from the immoral woman. I'm going to skip this one because kind of covers the same thing. Start at the first few verses of 8. Doesn't wisdom call out? Doesn't understanding raise your voice on the heights along the way where the paths meet? She takes her hand beside the gates leading into the city. At the entrances, she cries aloud. You old man, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. Listen, for the voice of things to say, I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips despise, detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are faultless to those who have knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare to her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. By me kings reign, and rulers make laws that are just. By me princes govern, and also nobles who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. The men of riches and honor, and all wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works before his deeds of old. I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began, when there were no oceans. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs, abounding with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep when he gave the sea its boundary and the waters would not overstep his command. And when he marked out the foundations of the earth, we'll stop there. I'm going to take a quick station ID. I'll be right back. Well, praise God, we are back. I told you it would be quick, and it was. I made sure of it. Now, so what you saw here, these chapters we read in chapter 8, you saw how discipline, our wisdom, makes her call again. And she says, you know, come to me, all you who are simple, those of you who are lazy, those of you who are prideful. Oh, newsflash. Something about pride. If you have it, everyone knows that you have it, but you. It's like bad breath in that regard. Because when you have bad breath, chances are you're not going to know that you have it. You more than likely won't know that you have it. But people will know. Well, pride's the same way. Got to be careful to not be prideful and arrogant, because when you're being all prideful, it is dangerous. It really is. So if I were you, I would not be getting into the pride thing and this idea of it's all my way or the highway. I'm the one that's right. Y'all are wrong. You all are wrong. I mean, all that kind of stuff. And act like you know the only way that works. or whatever else. So you got to be careful with that. Don't be giving in to all this folly. What's folly? Oh, being foolish, like a fool. Doing what a fool does. Thinking that it's going to work. And about the pride thing. Guess what? Pride comes before the fall. Some of these athletes can get all into that whole pride thing, and then guess what? They'll start to fall and fall and fall and fall. And fall. LeBron, for example, has got no names. There's certain athletes out there, like a certain couple NBA stars, that I can't even watch them, these certain couple stars, anymore. Can't stand when they're playing. They've gotten those couple certain ones that I'm thinking of, they've gotten so prideful, it's unreal. That's beside the fact that they've gotten so woke. You go woke, you go broke. Forget the if you. Go woke, go broke. No. Get woke, go broke. And there's these certain people that think that there's this woke church, and this woke church woke Jesus. There might be a church that's woke, but there's no woke Jesus. Jesus was not woke. That's enough on that. Now, another thing I want to mention that we read about tonight. There are six things that the Lord hates. Seven that are an abomination to him. When God says that he hates something, hates it, just like he loves more than we love, he hates more than we would ever hate something. So if he hates something, we should also greatly despise hate, what he hates. Haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Mind with schemes. Feet that are quick to run to mischief. Run to evil. Just going to find that list again to make sure that I didn't miss anything. Feet that are quick to run to mischief. A false witness that pours out lies. That was number six. And a man who stirs up dissension amongst others. And dissension is not good. God does not like any of these things. So if you're a liar, stop. If you're a false witness, stop. Hey, that's one of the Ten Commandments. and about wisdom things. Now, in chapter 8, we read in where it says here is, by wisdom, countries make laws. Well, at least in this country, we still have some laws left, you know, against, you know, evil things. Like, you're not supposed to be, like, you shall not steal. If you steal, you get prosecuted. In most places, unless you steal in some of these certain cities where they have, where in like California, where they have now said that if you steal under a certain amount, that you're not going to get prosecuted for it. Or at least you won't go to jail necessarily. Like, you'll just get maybe an order to appear in court or something like that. Like, penalties that aren't super harsh. Last I checked, there was a commandment in my Bible that said, thou shalt not steal. There's other things we could get into. Thou shalt not murder. Another one of the Ten Commandments. Last I checked, abortion was called murder. And if someone is killed, whether they're shot or it's a vehicular homicide or anything like that, if there is a baby in the womb, that is not counted as a single murder. That is counted as a double murder. Exactly. And so, what I'm trying to say is this. If I were you, and I was a Christian, I would not be trying to get an abortion. Because then you're hurting yourself if you do that. And if you did before you got saved, you can repent before God for doing that. You can repent before God and be forgiven. And He will forgive you. But you see, if we get back into the Word of God and follow what the Word of God says, and go by the wisdom of God, following the commandments of God, obeying Jesus, keeping His Word, you know, being connected to God, being a great Christian that God wants you to be, living right, then you'll save yourself a whole lot of hassle. There is a little quick thing I want to tell you that wanted my pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barclay's Fathers in the Faith, said about sin. Sin. It will keep you longer. No. Okay. Let me get this right here. Keep Hope you didn't hear those three things out loud. They won't matter anything, but take, keep it quiet. Sin will take you further than you wanted to go. Got that? Sin will take you farther than you wanted to go. It will keep you longer than what you wanted to stay. And you know what else? Sin will cost you more than what you ever thought you would pay. So what do you mean by this, Miracle Man? What this means is it'll take you further than you wanted to go. Let's take alcohol, for example. You might think, okay, I'll just have one beer. And I'll never smoke again. And I'll never drink one again. One can lead to two. Two can lead to three. Then it becomes a habit. Then suddenly, you've been enticed and you have been caught up in it. Dangerous. And it'll keep you longer than what you wanted to stay. What does that mean? That means if you just keep going and going and going with it, you might not see the same need to repent and get free from it. It'll cost you more than what you wanted to pay. It's expensive. And I don't just mean monetarily, though it does cost a lot of money. It ruins marriages. It destroys families, children, teenagers. By children, I don't mean like a certain age group. I mean, it could mean children could include teenagers. It could even include, you know, grown, you know, children, but to the adults, to the mom and dad, they're still their children. But yeah, keeps you longer. It takes you further than you want to go. Keeps you longer than you want to stay. It costs you more than what you want to pay. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this word in us, that we would be wise in you, your wisdom. That we would stay away from these things that the Lord hates, that you hate, Jesus, and that we would be on track with you, and that we would live the way you want us to live. Thank you. How majestic you are. How great you are. How marvelous you are. And thank you, Lord God. Pray that we would be doers of your word and not hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. And I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease. None of this evil stuff will come near us, our immediate loved ones. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I love you. All right, go in God. Keep my dad in your prayers for India. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.